You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players. You have a great organization. And you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
Let's go, Raider Nation, and welcome to Just Pod Baby with your host, Evan Groat, your home for Raiders news, notes, and information. You can follow me on Twitter at egroat5, and you can check out more of my work over at silverandblackpride.com. It's been a fast and furious 24 hours. I'm not sure if you were able to keep up with all the news. I know that I've had some trouble, but cuts were made, players have been waived and then re-signed. It's been a wild ride so far. At the moment, the roster is currently set with 53 men, but expect things to be very fluid here in the next couple of days as Gruden and Mack continue to tinker with this roster. Now let's get right into it. Here's the Raiders' initial 53-man roster.
Blue 42! Blue 42, set! Hey!
Starting with the quarterback position, Gruden did what seemed more and more likely as the preseason went on, and that was keep three quarterbacks. Both Mike Glennon and Nate Peterman made the squad, much to the dismay of the fan base. Gruden's been getting killed off there on Twitter. But if you ask me, Gruden told us this a couple weeks ago in a press conference. He said that he generally likes to keep three quarterbacks, last year being the exception to that rule, and that's exactly what he did. So he wasn't going to stray too far from that philosophy of keeping three quarterbacks. Early on, I thought it was Glennon that was clearly ahead of Peterman. But Peterman was very steady all throughout the preseason, especially in games 3 and 4, and I really think that's where Peterman gained some ground in that battle on Glennon. At the end of the day, I think Gruden seems to have a thing for Peterman that he's made very public. He has said all along he likes Peterman, he thinks he's very talented, so he definitely was not lying about that. As I mentioned, the fan base was not thrilled about the idea of keeping three quarterbacks. Well, guess what, guys? The Raiders claimed a fourth quarterback off waivers. That's right. It's probably old news to you now by the time you're listening to this recording, but the Raiders did claim DeShone Kizer off of waivers. He is the newest member of the Raiders quarterback room. And this is a bit of a head-scratcher at the moment. Maybe Gruden and Mack have something up their sleeves. But at the moment, carrying four quarterbacks on a team with many holes on the roster still seems very odd. But again, if you've been keeping up with the news, it does sound likely that possibly Glennon or Peterman could be on the move. So stay tuned and continue to follow that story as things develop. DeShone Kizer is a 2017 second-round pick of the Cleveland Browns. If you remember, he did make 15 starts in his rookie year, and it was a year to forget for the Browns as well as Kizer, going 0-15 in those starts with only 11 touchdowns to 23 interceptions. Not exactly stellar numbers. He spent last season on as the backup to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay until he was waived by the team yesterday. So, you know, in my opinion, this is a case of, again, Gruden you know, having an infatuation for quarterbacks, believing that he can fix these guys. And, you know, he sees a player that's very talented like Kizer. He's great measurables. He's tall. He's got a strong arm. He's an athletic guy. And Gruden just wants to see if, you know, he can get the most out of him. So, again, stay tuned to see how this quarterback ordeal plays out. Well, with the running backs, there wasn't a whole lot of drama. We know Doug Martin was let go a few days ago, so that pretty much cemented it with Josh Jacobs, Jalen Richard, and DeAndre Washington as your three-headed backfield going into the 2019 season. DeAndre Washington really had an impressive preseason. He shined early on in the first game, scoring a touchdown on the first drive there, and he never really looked back. He looked great all camp, great all preseason from what I saw, and he really earned his position this year. It's going to be Josh Jacobs, folks. He's the guy who's going to lead this group, and we're going to see exactly how much work he can handle. We know he never really had to take on a very large workload at Alabama, so he should be tested early on just how much, again, he can handle. There was a battle that for the fullback job, and that was one of the more intriguing battles of the camp. And it was undrafted free agent Alec Ingold who was the winner over veteran Keith Smith. And I was a big-time Alec Ingold supporter. I put an article out there on silverandblackpride.com with my reasons why I felt Ingold was a better option for the Raiders. Ingold was a member of the Gruden coach team at the Senior Bowl. He made a very good impression on Gruden and his staff and just continued to impress all throughout as he arrived at training camp and into the preseason. I am especially excited about Ingold because I just think he adds an element that we just haven't seen from our fullback in recent years, especially not from Keith Smith as his time, his short time as a Raider. Ingold has great hands. He can run. He can catch. He can be a goal line threat. He can also carry the ball. He can block. And not to mention, he flashed during the preseason on special teams. I had a chance to go back and look at some of his college highlights. And although those are highlights, I was very impressed on what I saw from his time at Wisconsin. We're going to keep this thing rolling with the wide receiver position. One of the more notable position roster battles going on at Raiders training camp was the wide receiver position. We knew who the locks were, A.B., Tyrell Williams, Hunter Renfrow, and Dwayne Harris as a primary kick returner and punt returner. But beyond that, we really didn't know how many would be kept or who those players would be. Well, we found that out. There were several guys who were very deserving after strong camps and preseasons, but when the dust settled, Gruden and Mayock decided to go with six wide receivers. Brown, Williams, Renfrow, Harris, Ryan Grant, and J.J. Nelson. Gruden loves his veterans, and he showed us that once again with the decision to go with the veteran wide receivers over some of the younger guys. Training camp darling and Alameda native Keelan Doss, who many fans felt had done enough to make the team, was left outside looking in. Marcel Aitman, Keon Hatcher, Rico Gafford all had very good preseasons, all made plays, but again, the position, it's very deep, and the competition was tough, so they were sent packing as well. More about some of those guys later in the show. Tight end, no surprises at this position. The Raiders will go with three tight ends. Darren Waller, rookie Foster Moreau, and Derek Carrier are your Raiders tight ends this year. Darren Waller, we've heard a lot about him. Gruden loves him. He's athletic, he's big, he's fast. He's been making a lot of plays in training camp. And he's got big shoes to fill. He's got very big shoes to fill that were left by Jared Cook, as well as a lot of production. Cook was Derek Carr's go-to wide receiver last year. Not only was he his security blanket, but he was the Raiders' leading receiver. So big shoes for Darren Waller to fill. He seems like he's up to the task. He's seems like a very likable guy from what you've seen from him on Hard Knocks. And you know, we can only hope for the best from him. We're going to finish things off on the offensive side of the ball with the O-linemen. 10 offensive linemen made the team, which seems like a lot right now, but keep in mind, both starting guards will not be starting the year with the team. Richie Incognito will be serving his 2-game suspension, and Gabe Jackson will be nursing that MCL injury back to full health. Slam dunks were tackles Colton Miller and Trent Brown. Center Rodney Hudson, who just signed an extension, making him the highest paid center in the league, and a very well-deserving extension at that. He's one of the best centers in the league, and now the Raiders have two of the highest played offensive linemen at the positions with Trent Brown and Rodney Hudson. Denzel Good, Jordan Devy, David Sharp, Jonathan Cooper, Brandon Parker, and another undrafted free agent, Andre James, round out the 10 offensive linemen. Parker was a guy who might have been on the bubble, did not impress very much throughout preseason. Thought possibly he could have went to the practice squad or possibly even, you know, been cut. So there you have it. There's the 10 offensive linemen. Expect some changes to that group once Incognito and Jackson return. Jumping over to the defensive side of the ball. Starting in the trenches with the defensive line. A couple surprises here. One of the fan favorites throughout the preseason, undrafted free agent Anthony Rush, did not make the 53 and was waived. Rush was dominant all throughout the preseason games, and many, including the local beat writers, had him penciled in to many of their 53-man roster projections, but it just didn't happen. Mike Mayock did speak with the media and said that they were high on Rush, but they just felt he was still very raw and just decided it wasn't in the cards for the moment. Luckily for the Raiders, Rush made it through waivers and he was signed to the practice squad. Now I'll get more into details of the practice squad in just a bit. Justin Ellis was placed on injured reserve ending his season. PJ Hall made the cut after a quiet camp, and Hall was another guy who was thought to possibly be on the roster bubble, but you know, having spent a second round pick on him last year, it was probably a little bit too early to give up on him or to move him to the practice squad. Probably wouldn't have made it there anyhow. So Gruden is going to give him another shot. And I hope he does well with that shot, because I do like P.J. Hall, and I think he can be a very good player for this defense. Josh Morrow, who originally made the team, but was released when the team added Deshaun Kizer Sunday afternoon. So that was kind of a bizarre move there. Morrow was being talked about as a possible starter on the other side, opposite of Cleveland Farrell, but, you know, battled some injuries throughout training camp and was just never really able to stay healthy until the final preseason game, so Raiders are moving on from him. The remainder of the defensive line looks like this: Cleveland Farrell, Maurice Hurst, Jonathan Hankins, Corey Legit, Max Crosby, Arden Key, and Benson Maiwa. So again, definitely still a work in progress, and nowhere near where they need to be right now. It'll be curious to see who starts opposite of Cleveland Farrell. My guess right now would be Benson. So we'll see. Keep an eye on that. Stay tuned. All right, let's talk linebackers. The linebacker position continues to be the weak link on this Raiders roster year after year after year, and it looks like this year will be no different. Currently, as it stands, there are only four linebackers on the roster: Tyer Whitehead, Vontaze Burfict, Nicholas Morrow, who made the team, and Markell Lee. Now, Mayock hinted that there was still work to be done at the position, obviously, with only four players on the current roster. A few hours ago, the Raiders were linked to Kiko Alonso, possibly as a trade chip, but that fell through, and Miami sent him packing to New Orleans in a swap for another player. So back to the drawing board for the Raiders. Brandon Marshall was probably the biggest surprise from this group. It seemed like he was a sure thing to make the roster, but after his comments that he made, you know, he was battling some injuries. He was coming into camp, or recovering from injuries, I should say, and kind of used the camp to get himself healthy, and just was never able to get it fully going. So I fully expect some moves to be made here at the linebacker position. They definitely need some help. Again, there's only four linebackers on the roster, and that's just not going to cut it in today's NFL. Moving on to the defensive backfield, starting with the cornerbacks. Everything is expected here. Gerrion Conley, Daryl Worley, LaMarcus Joyner, rookies Trayvon Mullen and Isaiah Johnson made the team, as well as undrafted free agent Kayshon Nixon, who played his tail off during the preseason, wins himself a job. So congrats to Kayshon there. The Raiders kept six corners altogether, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nevin Lawson, who is suspended for the first four games, along with Richie Incognito, do not count against the current 53-man roster. So you may want to double-check that fact, but I believe that is the case. So there could be a corresponding move once he comes back from that four-game suspension. The only noteworthy cut from this group was second-year man Nick Nelson, who was clearly outplayed by Nixon. You know, Nelson was a fourth-round pick in 2018, so they pulled the plug on him pretty quick. At safety, surprisingly, the Raiders kept five safeties, and no doubt the big surprise here was Dalen Leavitt. Leavitt spent last season on the practice squad with the Raiders. Mayock praised Leavitt for his ability on special teams, calling him a core special teamer. So let's see if he can remain on the roster. Other safeties to make the team included Carl Joseph, Jonathan Abrams, Curtis Riley, and Eric Harris. And let's not forget about our specialists. They are football players too. The specialist crew includes undrafted free agent punter A.J. Cole, who won the job a few days ago when Johnny Thompson was released. Second-year kicker Daniel Carlson is back after he was picked up when the Vikings let him go last season. And long snapper Trent Sieg held off Andrew DiPaola for the job. There is your initial 53-man roster for the 2019 Oakland Raiders. After this break, I will talk your biggest roster snubs.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now for my biggest roster snubs, I have a list here of four players. I was trying to whittle it down to three, but I had kind of a tie between two players. So let me get right to this list, and I'm sure yours is very similar. Number one, Keelan Doss. Number two, Anthony Rush. And tied for third, I believe, is Brandon Marshall and Jason Kabinda. And I'll start with Keelan Doss. We all tracked his progress. We all tracked the story. It was well documented through Hard Knocks. If you watched the preseason games, you saw that he was a standout in almost each and every game, leading the team and receiving in a couple games, just really displaying all the attributes you look for in a wide receiver. He had the size. He has the speed. One area, though, where he was very inconsistent, and it's an important area, is his hands. If I had to pick one area to critique him, it would probably be with his hands. He did drop two balls in the final preseason game, which could have proved to be costly for him. But still, a guy who many believed should have been drafted but didn't. It was just kind of a feel-good story. You know, those are the guys you pull for when the odds are stacked against him. He was a hometown kid. In the final season in Oakland, I just thought it would have made for a really good story. But unfortunately for Doss, John Gruden and Mike Mayock aren't in the business of creating good story scripts. They're in the business of winning football games. Also, unfortunately for the Raiders, they were not able to get Keelan Doss back on the practice squad. He was picked up with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was reported the Raiders did offer him to be on their practice squad, but he decided that Jacksonville was a better situation for him, which I totally agree with, because if you look at the roster as far as the wide receivers go for the Jaguars and you compare it to the Raiders, there just really isn't as much depth there with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it definitely gives him a better opportunity to make it in this league. So, you know, we wish Doss all the luck, and, you know, it's too bad that he couldn't have stuck around with the Raiders, because I do think this guy has a future in the league. My number two snub was Anthony Rush. And yes, although he was brought back on the practice squad, luckily for the Raiders, I do feel he deserved to make this team right out of camp. Mayock, as I mentioned, he did comment on he was very raw, but despite his rawness, he was still flashing and making plays throughout the preseason. And I highlighted them quite often on Twitter. If you follow me, I would isolate him on some videos, and you know, he just was disruptive many times, often found himself in the backfield, just creating plays for his teammates. You know, he wouldn't get credit for the play in the box score, but he was taking on one or two blockers that was freeing up the linebackers behind him, and that's really what you want from your nose tackle defensive lineman there. You want him to take on blocks. You want him to free up those linebackers. So I just thought he did a great job at that, and I really thought he should have earned a spot coming out of training camp. But again, it all worked out. The Raiders took a risk by not keeping him, and that risk was rewarded by getting him back on the practice squad. So I'm very excited to see how he continues to develop throughout the season. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what he could do for the Raiders defensive line in the future. And then my last two biggest snubs are at the linebacker position, both Brandon Marshall and Jason Kabinda. Now, the reason why I chose these two players is because they only kept four linebackers. So, and they have four quarterbacks on the roster. So, you know, something's got to give. It just doesn't make sense to me. Just to keep a body around at this point seems like it would be a smart move. But just to go with four linebackers right now and hope that down the road here in the next few days you can pick one up, it's just kind of a risky move. You had two players there. Kabinda, who was a younger guy, who was a second year with the team in Gunther's system, just familiar with the defense. I think that's important. And then you have, on the other hand, you had a guy like Brandon Marshall, who is a veteran in this league. Although he wasn't as familiar with Gunther's system, he is a veteran in this league, and he has he does have a track record, in this league as being a competent player at the position. So I just felt, when you combined those factors with the idea that they only kept four, it just seems like the logical thing to do to me is to have a fifth linebacker on there. And if down the road you find somebody that you like better, well, then you could always cut Marshall or Kabinda and bring on that fifth linebacker. So those are my roster snubs. Up next, we're going to discuss the practice squad players.
Blue 42! Blue 42, sit! Hey!
And finally, we're going to talk Raiders practice squad. So the Raiders are allowed to add 10 players to their practice squad. And currently, at the time of this recording, they only had 8 guys from what I see on silverandblackpride.com's tracker here. So I'll go through some of them names. And I'll also comment on some of those players as well. Guard Lester Cotton Sr., who was an undrafted free agent, signed with the Raiders. He was with the Raiders all throughout camp out of Alabama. He's on the practice squad. He's a big-bodied, kind of a a Gabe Jackson type road grader, if you will. So we'll see what he can develop into during his year on the practice squad. Already mentioned Anthony Rush, really excited to see him continue to work with the Raiders and continue to develop, and I fully expect to see him at some point on the active roster this season. Another familiar face, wide receiver Marcel Aitman. He was a guy who, again, had a pretty decent camp, second-year man, was a practice squad player last year who got the call-up during the season and even made some plays while he was up there. But again, he was stashed on the practice squad, so he'll have to continue to try to earn his way down there. They did bring in a couple players from some other teams. Tight end Eric Saubert, who was most recently with the Patriots. He was cut by the Patriots. I don't know a whole lot about him, to be honest. I believe he spent time with the Falcons. He was a fifth-round draft pick out of Drake in 2017, so he was not able to win himself a job there in the absence of Rob Gronkowski in New England. So, again, don't know a whole lot about him. I'll have to dig into him a little bit later on today. They did bring in a running back as well for the practice squad, Demarie Crockett. He's a rookie, undrafted rookie from Missouri who signed with the Texans. And even with that injury to Lamar Miller, he could not earn himself a job. So, again, don't know a whole lot about Crockett. He did produce 97 yards and a touchdown in 24 preseason carries. Another player that was brought in, or excuse me, was not brought in, Dylan Maben. He was actually an undrafted free agent who signed with the Raiders back in May. He's going to move to the practice squad. He's also he's a cornerback. Would be lying if I told you I had any decent information on him as well. So rounding out the practice squad, we have another wide receiver who showed a lot of flashes during the preseason. That's Rico Gafford. So he's going to continue to work with the Raiders a little bit in camp. And who knows, maybe he could have some gadget-type player ability or a return man ability should there be any injuries to anyone else like Dwayne Harris. And finally, defensive end Quentin Bell, who was the Raiders' final draft pick this past draft in 2019, who, as we know, is a converted wide receiver from his time in Prairie View, only spent 1 year as a defensive end, so he is still very, very raw, despite having those great measurable numbers, great athletic ability. He's still just a major work in progress, so they want to see a little bit more from him, and they want to see if they can get him to develop, you know, during a year on the practice squad. When I return from this quick break, we are going to wrap this baby up and put a bow on it and begin to look ahead to the Week 1 Monday Night Football matchup with the Denver Broncos. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Just Pod Baby with Evan Grote. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And it's time to get excited, folks, because a week from today, we will be getting ourselves ready for Week 1 Monday Night Football division rivalry against the Denver Broncos. And don't forget, the season kicks off this week, Thursday night, Green Bay at Chicago. So football season is upon us, everybody, and it's time to put all the off-season analysis, all that aside. It's time to actually play some real live football games. So I'm excited about that, and I know that you are too. I hope to have a episode out for you guys next week, kind of a preview of that Week 1 matchup with the Denver Broncos, so be on the lookout for that. I hope that everyone has a very happy Labor Day and a great week. And as always, go Raiders!